And we're like, right around draft time. I'm not going to worry about, I think the exact sentence on this show was, I'm not going to worry about the Trey Smith contract until the 1st of July, till the calendar turns.
Well, here we go.
And we are, you know, 2 weeks away from the deadline. Well, congratulations. Today is July 1st. It's the first of the month. So we have to have the conversation around Trey Smith. What's most intriguing about this right now is there has been, in my opinion, very little to no buzz about it. For a contract that is close and for a team that I've seen allow one of these deadlines to pass in Chris Jones, then have to wait an entire year to figure it out, I can't say with certainty that they're for sure going to get this deal done with Trey Smith. And you and I both still agree. My biggest problem is that then you should have kept Joe Tooney and given him an extension if you didn't think you could get this deal done. It was imperative that that deal made sense to get this contract done.
That's the only way trading Joe Tooney made sense, if you are getting a long-term deal done with Trey Smith. And I still think they do. But yeah, now we're inside 2 weeks or so. The franchise, the deadline to extend a player that has signed the franchise tag. And by the way, Trey Smith signed that bad boy quick. He locked in that, what was it, 24 point whatever million dollars. That's the starting point. You know, on a per year basis, that's where you got to start. You're not getting him at 20 million for, no, he's got a tag right now that's going to make him already the highest paid guard in NFL history. The question is, sounds like, is 4 years versus 5 years, what each side wants there. And I'm sure some language in the contract and how they would divvy up the money. But we know, like, the per year average, essentially, there's really not much debate to be had or negotiation to be had on that. I still think it gets done. I think it's very clear Trey Smith wants to be in Kansas City. We've talked about his impact in the community and just overall kind of person he is. He's a guy you want around. He's
teammates
obviously a hell of a football player. I truly think both sides want to get this thing done. That's why I think it gets done. When you have two sides that truly want to get it done, it'll get done. But yes, they have to get it done. They have put themselves in a corner where it is egg on your face. If he goes into the season just playing on a tag at that dollar amount and you don't have a guarantee that he's your long-term answer at right guard, it's a massive mistake. So that is honestly why I think they get it done, because they don't make that move without that.
My biggest problem, obviously, is related to the same thing that happens with Chris Jones and the things I'm critical of on other teams with players like Jamar Chase or Trey Hendrickson or some of the others. Let's just say you don't get the deal done at the deadline and it goes the way the Chris Jones deal is, and he still gets here long term. A year from now, they find a way to work out the deal with Trey Smith. Well, then how much more per year is it costing you? And no flexibility in the cap number this year, which means in-season additions become very difficult. It doesn't mean you can't lower the cap hit for next year or any of the other things, but like, you're just putting yourself behind the eight ball a little bit, or maybe you have to add the dummy years that other teams are doing in the void department or all these other things. I assumed the willingness to trade Joe Tooney and start a rookie or a second-year player, I think, in Kingsley Suamataia, or a veteran guard in Mike Caliendo, a pretty far drop-off, I would think, from Joe Tooney, was all around your willingness to give Trey Smith as much money as possible. Is this when I should expect the warming up of the conversations to start?
Yeah, deadline spur action.
2 weeks.
Yeah, deadline spur action. After the 4th of July holiday is my guess you'll start to hear some more stuff. After this week, we get past the holiday, you get into inside of, you know, 10 days or so, that's when I think you'll start to maybe see a couple reports from guys like Nate Taylor, et cetera. Hey, where things are at. Right now it's been very quiet. You know, neither side, there's no agent is leaking anything yet or anything like that. But yeah, it's probably one of those where, if we're being honest, of predicting if it happens, it's probably inside of like 4 or 5 days from the deadline. So July 10th to July 15th or whatever is probably the time frame we're really talking about.
I mean, I was looking at the numbers and it's just like, there's no numbers now that are going to surprise me. So I guess I can't really be truly offended by whatever the contract ends up being. I assume it will be for at least the $23 million a year he's going to earn on the franchise tag. So 4 for $100, 5 for $125, like somewhere near-ish that ballpark. And you and I agree, because of the move that they made, there's no number that's going to seem too high now. One thing I think I've been trying to adjust to is, because $25 million a year for a guard sounds crazy, but I think we're all going to have to adjust to a little bit in some of these contract things. Goes back to where the CBA and the collective bargaining and all this other stuff, and where the cap numbers have been going in the NFL, which is $25 million what it used to be in the NFL, because you got wide receivers making $40 million. Sure. You know, you got quarterbacks making $80 million, right? I mean, it's the number now relative to it is somewhat there. And I just think you made your bed. I hope you're right about Trey Smith, because I know Joe Tooney's the best left guard in football. I think Trey Smith can be one of, and maybe is in that fringe area of, one of the five best right guards, certainly in the sport, maybe the three best right guards in the sport.
I'm fine with their decision as long as they get the deal done. You know, I mean, they chose youth. They chose the younger option. Joe Tooney still
probably usually a pretty good idea.
Joe Tooney probably still has 1 to 2 years of being the all pro left guard left.
Yeah,
probably. Right. And he's had an unbelievable career. He's going to do great things, I'm sure, in Chicago this year to protect Caleb Williams. And their offensive line was a disaster last year in year one protecting Caleb. They had to revamp their O-line. They did. It wasn't just Joe Tooney. They did a bunch of other things with the O-line. And obviously, they have a brand new head coach. Trey Smith, long-term to me, is still the correct decision. But that long-term is the key part of that, meaning you have to have a long-term deal in place. And look, they haven't missed the deadline yet, so they got 2 weeks. I don't think any of it. Once it wasn't done right after the draft, it was pretty evident nothing was going to happen in the month of June. Everybody's just going to kind of pause. Yeah. He was at mandatory mini camps because he signed the franchise tag.
He wasn't all like practicing, right? He was just hanging out.
I believe maybe he was practicing. Okay. I could be wrong on that. I think he was practicing.
I wouldn't have cared either way.
Yeah, I think he was, which was a good sign. People wondered if he would show up. Remember, that was the conversation, and he was there. I believe he was going through drills. So. We can double check on that. But anyway, I think Trey Smith ultimately gets a deal done. Well, I don't know who caves on the years and what they settle on there. I have no idea. Prediction, we know the dollar amount for the most part. I don't know if it's going to be a 5-year deal or a 4-year deal. But
I think the Chiefs
debate.
Want a longer deal. Is that what the rumor is?
They want to give him some more flexibility.
He wants to get paid again with 30. Part of me would just be like, it's the NFL, man. I'll take the money. How can I ever be guaranteed another cent in the NFL?
Remember, Trey Smith's story, I think it's important, too, a little bit. This is why he probably signed the franchise tag immediately and locked in the $24 million.
How he got in the league, six-round pick.
This is a guy, like, by NFL standards, before somebody texts in and says, that's a lot of money. By NFL,
I wish I made $700,000 a year.
By NFL standards, he hasn't made any money, okay? Yeah. By NFL standards, he hasn't. You know, in year one, he made $790,000. Okay, last year was the most he had made as an NFL player, 3.3. Oh, of course, we all would have taken that. But by NFL standards, for being one of the top guards, he wasn't making any money. And so he's got his first crack at making big-time money. Yeah.